you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Would you also weigh in on this issue of hydroxychloroquine? What do you think about this, and what is the medical
evidence? Yeah. Maybe 15,
doctor.
15 times. You don't have to ask
He's your medical expert, correct?
He's answered that question 15 times.
I don't know what it is about the press and their insistence that they make President Trump look ridiculous when it comes to hydroxychloroquine. That is obviously one of the goals that some in the press corps in the White House have set up for themselves, but they're about to be made to look very foolish. Friends, we started out the show talking to you about some of the good news today, that we've got declining hospitalizations, we had declining deaths, declining new infections, all in the last 24 hours, and the new hospitalizations by 50%. By tomorrow, we may have 3,500 more beds in lower Manhattan to help ease the, as Governor Cuomo called, the relief valve of lower Manhattan. Here's the thing, and this is really rather remarkable. Governors that had banned hydroxychloroquine and the Zithromax or the azithromycin combination cocktail have done a complete reverse face on it. The former governor of Michigan, who very foolishly came out and said she thought she was just going to get the president's goat, and said, "Oh, we're gonna fine doctors that misprescribe it and so forth." Let me bring you up to date, because this is what everybody asks me about nonstop. What's the latest on the New York clinical trials? So they're doing placebo with half the patients, and they're doing the clinical trials. As many as 4,000. Seriously ill coronavirus patients in New York are now being treated with hydroxychloroquine. Andrew Cuomo said healthcare providers in the state would be using that in combination with the azithromycin cocktail. The Albany University Public Health Dean David Holtgrave says time is of the essence, and they have distributed 4,000 dosages, in essence, to 56 hospitals statewide. Patients are involved in a 4 or 10 day regimen. The trials are being done in weeks instead of months, trying to get this fast tracked as quickly as possible. NYU Langone Medical School is conducting a random trial with a $9.5 million grant from the Gates Foundation. So yay, Bill and Melinda, thank you for that. But there's some really promising stuff taking place. And New York is going to be, as we always are, the ground zero, not only of what's going on bad, but hopefully as these numbers come in on the clinical trials and replicate the other trials that have been done, tests that have been done, studies that have been done. I'm Kevin McCullough. More good news tomorrow. Don't miss it.